This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rajvi Subramanian.
I'd like to talk today about the latest clash between the Trump administration and a journalist. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo blew up at NPR's Mary Louise Kelly when she asked him a question related to Ukraine. He claimed they agreed to limit the conversation to Iran. The next day, Pompeo accused Kelly of lying when she set up the interview, but he offered no evidence. NPR did offer evidence that shows Kelly said they would talk about Iran and Ukraine, and Kelly says she never takes any topic off the table, which, by the way, is what good journalists do. All topics should be fair game. A few days after this dust-up, the administration removed Michelle Kellerman of NPR from the press pool covering Pompeo's trip to the UK, Ukraine, Belarus, and a few other stops. So what we've come to expect from the Trump administration, but it's still disappointing to see this.
Absolutely. Bullying tactics are not just limited to the president, but also his secretary of state. And they think they can, bully or act like a monarch almost in trying to dictate how the press should treat him or his administration. And again, there's not enough people calling him on this, as there apparently are enough supporters and people that support the administration that think that this is acceptable and it should be unacceptable. And the NPR is doing what it should be doing, and that is questioning anything and everything about a public official. And people shouldn't be questioning this. This is just merely journalists trying to do their jobs. And I think somewhere along the line, some people somewhere forgot about this and need to be reminded of this. And this is legitimate, in-depth reporting and what journalism should be.
I personally feel that, a lot of people are thinking journalists should be doing the job of a PR, where they are trying to represent that person so that we only talk about very good and meritorious points about this particular person. That's not their job. Journalism is all about, trying to bring everything on the table, whether it's good, the bad, and the ugly. And a lot of these politicians nowadays have this mentality that journalists are only supposed to talk about what they want them to talk about, not the other way around. I think this is a very bad trend. And I think going back to what you just pointed out, I think that's the kind of mentality that's kind of seeping in from the top. And this is not a very good trend. And I mean, as journalists, we should not bow down to all these kind of bullying tactics.
Yeah, and there's a reason why no topic should be off the table. It's because a good interview is kind of a conversation. I mean, it's one person asking questions and the other giving answers, but it's kind of done like a conversation. And sometimes conversations steer off into different areas, different topics. And you want to be able to ask follow-up questions based on where the conversation goes. If you limit yourself to just one particular topic, the person you're interviewing may say something about another topic, and it really merits some sort of follow-up question. But if you've agreed to limit yourself, you can't ask those types of questions.
Absolutely. I think one of the important criteria of journalism is asking the right questions. I mean, I do a lot of homework before meeting someone, because these are very busy people. And I mean, this journalist only had 10 minutes with Pompeo, and she has to structure all the questions so that she can get the most out of this particular personality or particular politician. And I think, just as you mentioned, asking questions is not just like, I'm going to ask him a bunch of questions. It's not like that, because we want to kind of get more out of the subject that we are talking about. And I think what she did was practically anyway a good journalist would have done. Just stay on the topic, ask as many questions, even though he might not have liked the outcome of the situation.
Well, apparently Pompeo had a little extra time because he spent as much time yelling and cursing at her after the 10-minute interview as he did actually talking to her about the topics of interest to the audience.
Well, and especially if those of us in the industry know that a reporter like the stature of Mary Louise Kelly, someone who's very reputable, long-standing veteran reporter, like her, they do their homework. They know what they're talking about. And so this wasn't someone that Pompeo was downsizing from some fringe organization. This was someone that covers the presidential beat, the Washington, D.C. beat, Capitol beat for NPR. And so this was someone that was very reputable, that someone that did not need to have any kind of a lecture or a put down. She was in her right to do the job that she did, to ask the questions that she did. And we also have to remember, when you're covering public officials especially, you know, they owe the public answers to these questions. And the public officials should be open to answering questions, even if they don't agree with, you know, how intrusive they may be. You know, you need to answer to the general public. And these questions, hard questions, tough questions, have to be asked. You have to be courageous. You have to be fair, which Mary Louise Kelly was in asking the questions that she did of Pompeo that day. But you have to be courageous. You have to follow up, even if they're trying to put you off, even if they're trying to resist. And that's the job of the journalist. And she was just doing her job. And obviously, Pompeo, as the Trump administration has been, was evasive.
Well, he also tried to belittle her by, during his tirade after the interview, he brought out an unmarked map and told her to point out where Ukraine was, which she did because she has traveled overseas. She has reported from overseas. She knew where Ukraine was. He later sent out, I don't know if it was a tweet or some other form of social media, but he said, by the way, Bangladesh is not Ukraine. He never said that she pointed to Bangladesh instead of Ukraine, yeah. But he tried to infer this. And, you know, this is just another example of this administration trying to belittle reporters, trying to claim they're the only ones who are right about everything. And certainly an experienced overseas journalist like Mary Louise Kelly is not going to mistake Bangladesh for Ukraine. Absolutely. Bangladesh is off, you know, east of India and in Asia. And Ukraine is in Eastern Europe. She would not have made that mistake. Why would anyone believe that? He may have meant to say Belarus instead of Bangladesh. Maybe the error was on his part.
Yeah, he has the geography problem.
I think, you know, see, we also need to understand this is not one isolated incident that brings to the core about what journalists are going through in terms of dealing with these kind of people. It was also a lot of things. I was reading a couple of weeks back about a politician somewhere asking a reporter, you go have fun with the boys. You know, something like that.
Yeah.
And I think this is only just goes on to show that our people in power are taking the reporters and correspondents for granted, which is not a very healthy trend personally for me. And I think this needs to be kind of, this needs to come to a full stop. And we need to make sure that, you know, the politicians, people especially in power, understand that value of journalism and reporters that we are contributing for the society. And they need to understand that it's not in a good taste.
Well, I don't know that they're taking journalists for granted. I think what some of these people in power are trying to do is belittle journalists and in the public view and mm-hmm. try to make us look like we're the bad guys when, in fact, journalists are, first of all, they're informing the audience. And I'm always suspicious of a public official who tries to make a journalist look bad. I think those people have something to hide.
Yeah. See, the thing is, the rhetoric in media also, look at the past few years. You know, the media is the enemy, and New York Times is fake, and we are talking about now NPR. Like, you know, what is happening to this country here? You know, if you look at all the media organizations across the board, and NPR, I can say with my eyes closed, it's one of the media institutions that can be there right in the middle. And if you're having problem with an institution like NPR, I think then that itself shows that there's something majorly wrong with the system.
Yeah, it comes down to politics, unfortunately, is that these intimidation tactics and smear campaign by this committee or this administration, and people are believing it. And it just goes to show that there's just a general misunderstanding of what the media service and what they're doing. And you know, folks are – the general public is enabling this. They're enabling this administration to speak of the media this way.
Yeah, Trump is amplifying what I believe some people believe about the media, is that we're a bunch of liars and that we can't be trusted. And I feel like the opposite is true.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, with this campaign, that what they're able to do and succeed is getting enough people to believe that and to see that. And that's something that I think we as journalists as an industry are constantly fighting against in this day and age.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And again, the fact is that, you know, like forums like this where we get to kind of, you know, highlight about some of the things that's kind of happening to journalism and journalists is something that we need to pay more attention to and just kind of take a cue about how the present administration is handling the media. And if you're having a problem with a media organization like NPR, and I think that itself goes on to show that this is something seriously that we need to understand. This administration's approach to media is completely wrong.
Discussions such as these might not be allowed under an authoritarian regime, which Trump seems to want to be. And the truth would not necessarily be allowed under an authoritarian regime. And I think we need to be careful about those sorts of things.
It's happened elsewhere around the world. It's happening today where they don't have the liberties and freedoms that we enjoy. So
and again, come on, people. That. This is the land of the free. Mm-hmm. And this is where the main freedom of speech and expression actually started. And we need to hold on to it and we need to fight for it no matter who runs the country.
That said, we're going to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week here at TSPR.org for more of Shop Talk.